never stop, Shirley, me, do I? No, never stop. No, have you noticed this?
Yeah, well, you can have a rest in a minute when we're dancing.
Oh, lovely. If you hadn't heard them before, well, they're back again. They are so...
so excited!
Yes. And they are the UK's first visually impaired Morris dancing troupe, and you can hire these lot, and if you do, I tell you what, you're in for a real treat, because they are fantastic people and highly dedicated and committed dancers.
Yes, and very colourful as well.
Well, I was going to say that before. Shirley's in charge of them, and she'd half put
no,
me
I'm
right.
No, I'm not in charge.
You see what I mean? As soon as I say anything, if it's wrong, she'll butt in. She don't care, do you? You don't care,
yeah,
as long
no,
as you've got
no,
to get it
we're,
right.
We're a team together.
You are
we
a team.
We support one another.
And that's lovely
really
to say.
Important.
Absolutely, and a great team you are.
Yes, yeah, thank
Shirley
you.
Sheridan got them all together. You've
no,
only...
I didn't.
No, well, there we go again.
It's Jenny Douglas.
Oh, good
she
old Jenny Douglas.
Yes.
How long you been going?
Well, since February.
Notice there, I'm sticking to the safe questions.
So we are amateurs,
yes,
but we're hoping to become professionals.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, if people are wanting us, yes.
If you do want this gang, then go and get a pen and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you some contact details at the end. Tell us what you wear.
Oh, well, we are a border style Morris. So we have the bells, the tatters, and the sticks. Now, our tatters have high-vis yellow, because that makes us more obvious,
yes,
and observant to each of us. And we have our sticks are white, hollow plastic tubes with hazard warning tape on the end. And they actually represent our white canes.
Yes.
So we are unique in that respect.
Now, people might be thinking at home, hold on, they have sticks, but they're visually impaired. Don't you get a belting from time to time?
Yes, we do. But that's why we wear the safety specs or the dark glasses.
Gotcha. Well, I think it's fantastic. And just speaking to Rob and Sarah there and to Jenny and Jane as well, I think this gives people not just the chance to dance. Tell me if I'm wrong. I know you will. Not just the chance to dance, but the chance to socialise and really, really make something of what they're doing.
Yes, it is a great opportunity, the fact that we are able to engage in the community rather than being isolated and miserable, remaining at home and feeling we're a failure. But what I really like about it is the first public performance we gave was at the Three Horseshoes at Poolbrook, and it was a fun day charity event for a two-year-old little girl called Polly, who has a rare disease and had recently been registered with visual impairment. And we were asked to come along and perform to help raise money. And for people like us, we get so much support from other people, and it put us in a really strong position that we were able to help someone else. And that's what Morris Dancing is doing for us.
And be honest with me, when you started this, when you all started it together, did you think it would be as successful as it has become?
Well, when we started together, it was all about socialising,
yeah,
and being having fun and keeping fit,
yeah,
all that type of thing for us as individuals. But our name is getting around and people do enjoy our performance, and that's really, really nice.
If people listening now want to book you, they can, can't they?
Yes, we do wedding receptions.
Yeah.
We've performed at Bromsberrow Village Store to help raise the profile of that shop. And for contact details, Rob's
the man. He's got a tambourine. You don't argue with a man with a tambourine on a Tuesday, do you?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Go on then, Rob.
Okay, well, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's So Excited Morris. And that's SOXMORRIS, Morris. No, that's wrong. SOXSIGHTED, then Morris.
Yes, yeah. I gotcha. I wasn't going to put you right. I thought Shirley might come in there.
I'm surprised you didn't jump in there.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, we know her, don't we?
That's it. Email,
yeah,
soexcited@gmail.com. Or you can phone on 07 497 543 862.
Okay, and we got those details here at the studio as well, so you can get in touch with us. Right, you have bells on your hand, you have a tambourine, we have a... What have you got over?
This is a soprano saxophone.
Oh, that was silly. I should have known. We got Barbara on the drum every time... I was just going to say, every time I say that, she bangs the drum. And
we normally have a bigger band than this. So we've had to bring a recording of the accordionist.
Righto. OK, so you won't find this anywhere else in the country. It's born and bred in Worcestershire. They are the country's first. If you do want to find out some more, we have the details here. I'm going to leave you now with a little bit of a taste. It's a shame you can't see the dance, but anyway, you'll pick up a flavour of the music as Taylor the guide dog looks on, and we say go whenever you're ready. Well done. Thank you for coming in. And there they go, bashing sticks and dancing for all they're worth. They're so excited. It's lovely to see them. And it's BBC Hereford and Worcester. And it's Malcolm Boyden. And it's 11:41. Listen.